We are here for a new episode of the Set of CRM podcast. Today, I am really thrilled to welcome Richard Jones, CMO of Cheetah Digital, for our topic. And the topic will be, what's our vision, what's your vision actually, Richard, on the B2C CRM practice for the next 5 years? And there is a lot to talk. There are a lot of things or progress made in the past years and a lot of things coming ahead of us. And let's jump into it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Pleased to be on the podcast.
So we were discussing about our vision and we are pretty aligned on what's happening in the world of the CRM and in the marketing in general. And especially my first question to you is, what is your point of view on maybe a definition of the CRM, where the CRM is going to, and how do you define where the CRM is starting and when it's ending? Can you explain a little bit what you think about that?
Yeah, it's a great place to start the discussion. I'm going to answer it through the lens of B2C CRM versus B2B. So thinking through what does CRM mean to marketers that are trying to address the masses of consumers out there. And I think for me, it's pretty clear that CRM needs to be thought of as really end-to-end customer engagement. So everything from acquisition, the start of the customer life cycle, through to customer loyalty and fostering advocacy at the end, and everything in between. And really, that's what we as marketers need to think about as customer relationship management in B2C. I also think that it's worth maybe talking about kind of some of the things we see in the macro economy that are maybe impacting what we mean by end-to-end customer engagement to manage the customer life cycle and the relationship over time. And, you know, it doesn't escape my thought that it wasn't that long ago, and I'm talking now in my personal sort of startup journey, probably 7, 8, 9 years ago, I remember seeing a very, very senior executive at one of the world's largest CPG brands. And I went to go and talk to them because at the time I was CEO of a company called Engage Sciences, which came way and is now sold to Cheetah Digital, and the technology is now Cheetah Experiences. But the simple premise was that we created a platform that made it easy for marketers to create experiences that actually helped you build the marketing database. So think about it from an acquisition perspective, right at the start of kind of the customer lifecycle. This is everything from like sweepstakes to quizzes to instant wins to things that gave a value exchange to a consumer to tell you about themselves and give you their opt-in. And after I'd finished my pitch to this executive, and I was quite excited to be able to make the pitch because they were quite senior, they looked at me with a sort of quizzical look and was like, why do I need to know who my customers are? I can use Facebook and Google and a coterie of different third-party data suppliers and integrations, so I can hyper-personalize content and offers to anybody, and I don't need to know who they are. And I remember walking away just thinking, wow, it's almost like the laws of gravity of marketing have been completely turned on their heads, and some of the largest B2C marketers in the world, some of the biggest advertisers, just don't care who their customers are. Now, of course, fast forward another 6, 7 years, and all the big advertisers, including CPG, the P&Gs, the Unilevers, all the rest of it, are building out massive databases of customers, are putting in CRM infrastructure, are hiring CRM executives. But it wasn't that way just relatively quite recently.
Yeah, that's really interesting, and that just prove your example is perfect proof of the quick evolution on the mindset of on these topics. Because I mean, there was really some brands were really in research of a good experience for the customer, the the loyalty that existed. But I mean, a loyalty card, if you we think about a loyalty card, in the last, I mean, 5-10 years ago, that was a number, an ID that you scan at the checkout on the website or in the store that just track what you've done, but there is nothing else. That just to get the data in. Today, a loyalty program, that's way more than that. And I mean, you are very well aware about that, because that's there is a big part of your work at Cheetah to work on loyalty programs. But I mean, all this maturity that came in the field, that's just recently. And that's why also I really wanted to talk with you about this topic, is that if what we are mentioning, that's the evolution from 5-6 years ago, where we'll be in 5 years, that we are really in a transition of mindset, of the practices around this, all this topic, and bringing the customer in the center of the decision and the businesses. While in the past, for sure, as you said, that was really a business centric, but who cares about the customer? Today, everyone is more conscious about that and of the fact that you need to have a journey, a great journey for your customer from the first touch point, the acquisition, the first conversion, and then the repeat and the experience in the long term. And where do you see this? I guess my question is, where do you see the balance of there was nothing done? Now everyone is focused on being customer centric, but actually, if you really think only about your customer, where are you putting your priorities for your business? So how do you balance today the business needs, goals, and the customer centricity, and what that means in the future, where we'll be maybe find the landing spots where everything will be working together correctly? Because today I think we are really in the first phases, I mean, the first age of this approach.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you mentioned loyalty programs and loyalty cards, right? And, you know, traditionally, loyalty has been run by, you know, very large marketing service providers that offer loyalty as kind of a services-driven sort of silo off to the side that's really focused on points for purchases, right? Discounts, points for purchases, run as a side. I think what we're going to see moving forward is that as B2C marketers think about this end-to-end customer engagement strategy that they have to put in place to really manage the customer lifecycle, we're going to have loyalty being embedded right at the heart of customer engagement strategies, and not just something a quasi-agency or a loyalty service provider does off to the side and it's about points for purchase. And I think there's a very good reason why that is actually happening. So, you know, of course, you know, we're all walking around with these phones in our pockets now and have been for years as consumers, you know, and that means we've all got a high-powered computer in our pocket. So marketers have the ability to, you know, swipe, type, speak and shoot. There are a gazillion ways that marketers can actually interact with consumers and capture data at all areas or all cycles within the customer relationship over time. The problem we have is that we're living in this new age of privacy, which means that you have to balance, on the one hand, customers' requirement for better experience, more personalized experiences, with their need for you as a brand to protect their privacy and not snoop on them. So what does this actually mean? Well, we've seen this privacy disruption essentially come in and force big tech companies to change the way that they track consumers. You know, we've got the deprecation of third-party cookie, you know, Apple's essentially changing the IDFA and making that useless. And then lots of people in ad tech running around going, what's the identifier? How are we going to know who an individual is and serve ads for them? Well, the answer, of course, is quite simple. And that is, now all brands need to be marketing to individuals. And both Google and the IAB have come out in the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks and said, no, with this identity and this privacy disruption, all brands all advertisers now need to put a premium on establishing direct relationships with consumers. Because if you don't have that direct relationship, if you're not getting data direct from that consumer to you, then there isn't going to be a path to do personalized advertising in the future because of the advertising disruption that we have through privacy. The IAB went one further and said, you need to think about what's the value exchange for how, why a consumer will interact with you as a brand, right? And they came up with three different things. And one of them was loyalty points, saying that's a way to structure the a value exchange to incentivize a consumer to engage with you through the customer lifecycle. So if we kind of now think about what's that sort of end-to-end CRM, what does it look like in the future? Well, I wholeheartedly agree with you. It is going to be the full end-to-end customer engagement lifecycle. You're going to need systems of insight that basically pull all of your data together around each individual and how they're engaging with you. You're going to need insights and analytics and machine learning and all the rest of it, decisioning on top of that single customer view to be able to do this at scale and market to individuals. You're going to have your next generation personalization on top of that system of insight, because every individual will be at a different stage of their journey with you. So you need to know, well, what's the right offer or the right message or the right content to serve to that individual, given the context of their relationship with you. And you're going to need to be able to do that when you're scaling to millions and millions of consumers. So that's, you know, next generation personalization, journey orchestration, sitting on top of your single customer view. And then lastly, you're going to need your engagement apps, because CRM in a B2C world isn't sort of, you know, one channel or one point in time. It's incredibly complex. And there's so many different ways. So all of your lifecycle engagement apps that actually engage with the consumer across email, social, you know, mobile, web, etc. All of those things need to be deeply connected to that system of insight. And then your next generation personalization is essentially the way you manage the individual journey across that. So that's a very broad sort of view of what CRM essentially is or needs to be in the future. And loyalty, that the way that you can offer the value exchange to get people to engage with you, it's going to be right at the heart. It's not going to be a silo.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm cherry picking one part of what you said that I'm really keen to get your more detail, to get you talk a little bit more in detail on that. The part where you, I agree with the description you made on the different stacks, I mean, steps and stack that's on your marketing. You have the data, the insights, you need intelligent machine learning to learn from that and to really help you as a marketer to do the right things. And then above that, talking about the next gen of personalization, do you see that as automation tools, or because the personalization is not necessarily automation? I'm asking you because my point of view is that having managed, I was working on the other side, so managing CRM marketing teams for e-commerce. And we know that's the day-to-day, that's also business priorities. So if you just base all your reflection and your insight on what's the stage of your customer with your brand, for sure, what they are interested in, you have new technology that are amazing to do that, for sure. But you are just basing your strategy on that, you are also, to me, missing a piece of it, which is what are your business priorities? Because my catalog of products is not necessarily wide like Amazon. That's, I can't, if someone is interested by a product and I'm not selling it, I can't push that. So maybe my priority is to sell caps, this week, and the personalization is to find the right people interested. As you said, at this stage, they are in the stage of looking for this product right now with your brand, and you need to personalize your communication to them and not to the broad database, because you need to avoid that, whatever the channel is. But so back to my question, and that's what's your vision on the long term on the repartition, the how do you slice the parts that is automation and that is personalized experience, but still managed by CRM managers, marketers, helped by and with superpower from a lot of tools and technology. But that's, you see, that's two different things for me.
Yeah, no, so I'll answer this question with two perspectives. One is, how do you best manage the business priorities in your CRM program, your customer engagement, that change from week to week to month to month?
Yep.
And then how do you understand consumer priorities in a world that isn't 100% automated, because you can't automate everything, right? Yeah. So let me touch on both those points. The first, in terms of how do you look at customer, you know, what your business priorities, how do you actually respond to that, given this sort of next generation CRM infrastructure or MarTech stack you need to put in place? Well, one of the keys for that is, if you think about this system of insight that everybody needs to put in, customer data platforms, right? That's the quite often the base technology that a lot of CRM companies, a lot of B2C marketers are putting in place as a sort of foundational element of their end-to-end CRM strategy. Those customer data platforms are obviously ingesting huge volumes of data from many different sources. All of your first-party data sources, bringing in stuff from POS systems, you know, websites, email, etc. Loyalty, you know, what's going on in your loyalty program? Yeah, you know, weather, what's going on with the weather in different places? Lots of different kind of data feeds that essentially allow you, if you have the tools, to be able to then map on, what do I need to do to satisfy this business priority?
Yeah,
it's about knowing what your business priority is, and then finding audience segments that you can then run a campaign, an offer, et cetera, to help you meet that business priority. One of the problems that we have in most of this, the way that the infrastructure is set up in companies, is that typically the ability to go and interrogate the data in that customer data platform or that data warehouse doesn't sit with marketers. Typically, you have to go to IT. And then it'll be another team of like technical analysts that can go in there. So the time for you to go and work out you've got this business priority, go and find the audience segments, then create a campaign, can effectively lose the opportunity, because really we need to get to a point where we're almost doing real-time personalization driven off the audience insights as well as our priorities. And the way to do that, the way to make it easier for marketers to do that is to make sure that the marketing data is abstracted from data warehouses. So it's in CDPs that marketers can access and interrogate. So you can make the data actionable. That's number one. The second is actually thinking about concepts like citizen data scientists, where the ability for your average Joe marketer to be able to, with a bit of training, basically create their own machine learning models to understand, interrogate the data and find the groups that they can best run a campaign against to satisfy that business requirement, that's super important too. So it's about the efficacy of your average marketer to interrogate the data and making sure that the data is actionable in real time. And those two things help you do the business requirements. And then on the customer requirements side, what's the customer's priorities? We embrace what we call zero party data as a strategy. And that is data that is willingly shared to you by a consumer in return, usually for some sort of value, where they tell you about themselves, about their preferences, their motivations, their purchase intent, their desires. And then you use that data to then personalize your marketing, your campaigns, your offers, your content to them in a way that doesn't impact anyone's privacy concerns. And so doing those experiences and getting out across all channels and all stages in the customer lifecycle to actually ask a customer about themselves and their priorities and the rest of it is also just as important as we think about how end-to-end CRM is going to evolve in B2C moving forward.
Yeah, that's, 100% aligned on that. That's really important for the team and to be organized around that, to do also maybe enablement education internally when it's not yet made on the all the not, I was about to say the hype of the CDP is that's not hype, that's really important to structure all of that, but that data, but you need to access that and to use it. And as you said, that I know that's I don't know if that's a lot, but there are different platform or approach or tools that help technology that help to leverage that to reconcile business needs and being customer centric. That's for sure for the people who don't know Tiny Clues, that's what we are doing, but that's not the topic today. But I know that at Chita, you have this same mindset and same approach of getting the marketer and dependents to be reactive and on these topics and not relying on the IT, as you said. That's, I mean, how many discussions we had with clients on our side too, that the way we do segment is that I do a request to my IT department and eventually 2 weeks later, I will get an audience. Fine. Yeah. I mean, that's marketing 2021 you need to change that and you need to do enablement and education to other departments internally to change that because that's the way the world is going to.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Look, you know, I think there's another thing that needs to happen for B2C companies to really do CRM or the next generation of CRM very well. And this is a bit controversial, but I believe that we have become too addicted as marketers and as an industry to digital advertising through Facebook and Google, to anonymous segments that are out there that are based on an era of very fast and loose data,
yep,
which is coming to an end very quickly with privacy. But I don't see enough businesses, I think, really grabbing this issue as hard as they need to. I mean, the very latest data, we just did a Thinking Caps episode about this, in terms of the growth of digital advertising shows continually staggering growth in Q4 of 2020 to record levels of just pushing, you know, money at Facebook and Google and getting ads out there. And it's really interesting because we did a state of the consumer sort of piece of research with e-consultancy. We've done one each year for the last 2 years. We just released it. And it looked at consumer attitudes and trends. And I think what marketers are doing on the one hand and what consumers actually want on the other are very far away at the moment. I'll give you one stat which really amazed me. Well, I'll give you two. 39% of US consumers are turned off by personalized ads because they think it's creepy. They're like, how do you know this about me? This is really creepy. So we're spending billions and billions and billions of dollars to essentially piss off almost one in two consumers, right, with our advertising. On the other hand, we also ask consumers about their attitudes to, you know, getting direct relationships with brands. 79% of US consumers said they would rather brands invested in loyalty programs to give them a value exchange so the consumer would connect directly with that brand rather than spamming them with ads on Facebook and Google. 79%. So yeah, I think, you know, the consumers want this direct relationship with brands if it's set up and invested in and done properly. And if you do that, that's the start of the customer life cycle. That's the acquisition into your database. That's the chance to collect zero party data. That's the chance to get to know them over time with a loyalty program at the heart. And, you know, for me, the winners in the next 2-3 years are going to be the ones that understand this and start repurposing budget away from just throwing it at Facebook and Google and start investing in direct-to-consumer relationships that have a value exchange at the heart and that think about loyalty right at the heart of their customer engagement strategy. I think that's super, super key.
Yeah, and that's really, if I say it with my word, that's shifting your mindsets to an ending game, to the endless game, that there is no end of your game, of your business, that you need to bet and work to increase this lifetime value. So to be sure that lifetime value, the LTV will be over the time still increasing and you provide this good experience with your customers, you need to do that from the beginning and not jumping into, oh, I need to do this weekly reporting well, and so I need to blast my customer, to send them, to blast them, whatever the channel, email, SMS, Facebook ads. I mean, how many companies are still sending a blast on SMS twice a day? I mean, come on, do you really think that customer wants to receive two texts per day about your brand? That's not the case. And just to for you to match to the end of the game, the end of the week for you, because you are seeing that's for the last minute of the game for your report of the week. Now you need to shift your mindsets to something further, that there is no end, that you need to play the long term, and that's what the customer wants. And that's what will make you successful in the business, actually.
100%. And yeah, you mentioned about the sort of Facebook ads and the acquisition stuff. My view is not to not spend money on things like Facebook and Google. Of course, spend money. But think about spending money on those platforms to get people off those platforms into your own database with opt-ins, with permissions, into your CDP, where you can actually start to build that relationship and start to offer them a value to connect with you directly, which is things like loyalty programs or experiences that offer some sort of value in return for engagement and data. Loyalty programs essentially just a way that you can structure that over the customer lifecycle. And that's why I say, think about loyalty and the value exchange at the heart of your customer engagement strategy. If you're not, then you're in that world of just spamming people, you know, with the multiple SMS messages, multiple emails. You're not really thinking about what's the right message at the right time with a value exchange that is going to be welcomed by that particular consumer, given where they are in the customer lifecycle with you.
For sure. That's really interesting topic. I think we can talk about that during hours, but I hope that everyone will enjoy this episode. You mentioned it briefly, but we'll find a way to add a link to your show, which is Thinking Cap. That really interesting a topic that you are revealing or discussing often too. I'm paying attention to it. Every single week almost, and that's that will be somewhere in the video. And again, thank you very much for joining me on the show, Richard. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to our latest episode. If you enjoyed this week's topic, and we hope you did, let us know by leaving a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast, and don't forget to share it with your network. See you all next week.